In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens. A podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
Adam, I'm going to do you just a huge, solid.
That's good. I like those.
Mm-hmm. Hulu.
Is that one of the new sandwiches at Subway?
Hulu has many delightful things to watch these days. And I've noticed they've put a whole lot more on. I'm guessing it's because of Disney. It's like, hey, we have stuff too, still. And now, we talk about it all the time. You can find out what's the big deal with Firefly, because it's all on Hulu.
That's nice.
Wow. Firefly.
Are we getting to talk about it? Do I need to keep the horse bridled? Or, like,
are we
letting that stallion run?
So just so people will know, the creator of Buffy, he's got his hand in MCU and other, Joss Whedon is behind the writing. It came out in 2002 and then was ripped from our lives. But what's it about? It's about a universal civil war where it's 500 years in the future, but it's basically space cowboys.
One of the best explanations that I ever, because like I pretty instantly like gravitated toward it right before it was canceled, before I could even figure out what was going on. They essentially said, what if the Star Wars trilogy wasn't three sets of movies, mm-hmm. and Return of the Jedi never happens? Like, basically this is like a somebody that really kind of distances themselves like from the conflict. It's about if Han Solo had an extended crew and was trying to make it and was not like knee deep in, you know, destroying Death Stars, mm-hmm. and, you know, helping Skywalkers and the like. More or less, it's like an extension of what Han Solo's life would have been like, mm-hmm. during Imperial rule, and him just trying to make it. And I was like, that would explain why I love that so much. And for once, and it could, because most of the time, whenever you try to replace Harrison Ford, you just end up with, you know,
not Harrison Ford.
Yeah. We get Nathan Fillion. If you were ever going to, for some reason, have a sitcom about Han Solo having a son, similar to the way that you have David Mahoney and Kelsey Grammer as father and son in, mm-hmm. Frasier, Nathan Fillion is so delightful and charismatic. I would put him,
and
if not shoulder to shoulder with Harrison Ford.
And handsome.
He is. Like, I can admit that.
He is.
Like, the guy just has it in spades. He is funny. He is charming. Like, if anybody, and maybe the fact that his name isn't Han Solo is what let me fall in love with that character the way that I did. Captain Mal is just a bucket of fun. He is kind of backstabbing. He's kind of loyal too. Like, mm-hmm. he's very much out for himself, but he will put himself out there for his friends or like whomever he is a wonderful, delightful like conflict. And that's just one of the characters.
And just an aside, he is deaf in his left ear.
I didn't know that.
Man, he has an accident. And
he didn't tell me that.
More
last time
recently.
We didn't talk.
More recently, he is on another of our favorite shows that got canceled. Oh, the Santa Clarita Diet.
He was, and I mean, that one also had the, speaking of charisma, we had Raylan Givens himself in Santa Clarita Diet. You want somebody else that also has charisma, looks, and just swagger? Holy cow. If you have not watched the entirety of Justified, put those two guys together in something where they shoot things. Like, I don't know how there is not a Western that both of them are in at this point. I do not understand it.
I don't know either. Now, as far as I know, his show, The Rookie, is The Rookie still on? I think it is.
It's on as much as every sitcom is kind of on right now.
Wait a minute. Yeah, it's still on. Okay.
It probably won't be on until, like, January or February.
I just couldn't imagine that it had been canceled, but that is his latest deal. But you can, he's in so much stuff.
It really,
he's in A Series of Unfortunate Events. I really loved that cameo.
It really makes me angry when people say he's the guy from Castle. Like, I'm not one to resolve my conflicts with violence,
mm-hmm.
but he's from Firefly. Like, don't say that.
I know. He's even in Guardians of the Galaxy. Did you know that?
Well, he's friends with James Gunn. He has cameos or, like, he's in all of, well, both at this point of the Guardians movies.
I love him. So Firefly, a great cast, a fun idea, and that is a great way to say it. If none of that had happened, this is kind of like Han Solo and what he did.
Would have done, yeah.
And you're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Allen talking with Adam Cravens about what is worth watching. And on Hulu, lots of classic shows, including Firefly. So, briefly, Adam.
I don't know if I can do it.
I'll try. Tell the story of how Firefly was ripped from our hearts. 2002 it came on?
Yes? 2002, yeah. Fox has had a weird compulsion with greenlighting things and then canceling them. Like, I don't understand why you would go...
Yes, Family Guy.
Yes. That now has been on for, I don't know, let's say 77 seasons. That is or is not accurate. I'm not sure. But back, especially around that time, they would go through all of this, like, development. You know, they would put it on the air. Mm-hmm. They would let it kind of gain a fan base. And then they would just take that horse out back and just be like, Elmer's didn't bring no glue today.
It's your turn.
I reckon you know what that means. And they just kind of give them a really quick whinny before they were taken out to pasture. And Firefly was another one of those... like, for example, just the showing that they almost wanted to hobble it, the first episode does an exceptional job of setting up this universe, introducing to us these characters, showing them why they're all coming together, explaining mm-hmm. the backstory, like really laying the groundwork for the genesis of what was an exceptional science fiction show. So naturally, they air the second episode first. It's about them hijacking a train. It's a good episode,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't do anything to establish who these people are, why they're here, why they're working together. Like, it's like if you just started near, you're like, season 4, episode 13.
Go.
But you've never seen this show. Like, you don't, like, I don't understand, like, I'm sure that on the, maybe they were, it wasn't digital, maybe, on the film canisters it had to say, like, pilot episode or episode
one. So no one ever said, that was a mistake.
And then, to cap it all off, they didn't air the episodes that they had shot. And I don't know if any of you out there know this, but you don't just get to do that for free. Like, you spend money to, you have to pay the actors, like you have to mm-hmm. go on location, like you have to pay people to write them. If you already have an episode in the can, despite the fact that it might not bring in Super Bowl-esque numbers, I'm sitting there going, whatever amount of money you get from the advertisers isn't some money more than no money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody needs to check my math on that, but I'm almost certain I'm right about it. And, you know, 22-year-old me in college is really upset that this show that he had really kind of taken a liking to was now nowhere on the, and like, this is before, like, there's no streaming apps, like, so it's just, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone for years until they do eventually give it a revival of sorts with a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get the delightful, like, science fiction show gets canceled, becomes beloved series of 13 movies like Star Trek did.
Mm-hmm.
Serenity gets no Serenity, The Next Generation, Serenity, Deep Space Nine, Serenity, Voyager, or Serenity, Enterprise. There's no Serenity, the motion, well, there is Serenity, the motion picture. Fortunately for us, it was much more motion full than the motionless picture that Star Trek was. There's no Serenity, Wrath of Khan. Like, we don't get any of that. Mm-hmm. The film comes out. It does decent business at best. It is, like, very popular on DVD, and we get some books and maybe a comic book every now and then. But for all intents and purposes, Firefly died quite a while ago.
And we keep wanting it to come back. It never will. All of the other people involved, they all got jobs. Like, really good ones.
Like, I really just, I want Marvel to buy the rights to it and just shove them in to the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care if they appear as background characters in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't care what you do. Just reassemble the crew of Serenity.
That's all you have to do.
I don't. What's hard about that?
Now, what made Serenity just a slight...
Firefly is the movie. Serenity is the name of the,
yes,
the movie. Serenity is the... Okay.
Serenity now! Anyway, the language was different in that there... I was just scanning through some stuff, and it's like, for some people in the southeast of the United States, many of these things they already say, and it is incorrect grammar, but it is used consistently, so then I guess that means it's a thing. Anyway, but double negatives were how they spoke, and that's the language of Firefly. You also had use of the words like might, as in that's a mite bothersome. People usually say mite now is referred to a tiny bug. So there were older terms and different ways of saying things. They took all the L-Y's off the adverbs.
And it plays a lot like a Western.
Yes.
Like a whole lot like a Western.
Very much. Google Walter Brennan, and that's really all you need.
Like
that should define it for you.
Like, instead of, like, being, like, former, like, rebels, as in, like, Civil War rebels, like, they're called brown coat. This thing could have easily, like, if you delete the spaceships and, like, just make it... A standardized Western.
It
you
would
wouldn't
work.
Have to change too much about it to really kind of adapt it to that world.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a fun thing to add to it, and really struck a chord with the fanboys and the cosplayers, because they can have their own language that isn't, you know, it's not Vulcan, and it's not Klingon, but they can just take English and add a few things to it and make it their own without having to learn something new.
If you were to strip away all of the visuals from it, the dialogue is a lot of fun. In no small part, probably because Nathan Fillion is delivering the dialogue. To this day, like, considering how much time we did not get to spend to this, because we're 18 years removed from it, like, I'm still genuinely upset I don't have, like, 7 seasons of this that I can fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, you've got maybe a total of 11, 13 hours if you include the movie that came out in, I want to say, 05 or 06.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... Everything about this is fun, and it's another one of those things that I don't understand why it didn't catch on. Like,
yeah, I think that was the biggest pain for me. Sometimes when I would see a new show and I'd start to like it, there's always the warning bell, oh, you like this. It's not going to stick around because you like weird stuff.
Like, I'm curious if, like, it would have thrived if it had have been, like, on, like, a platform like CBS All Access or Netflix. Like,
none of which existed.
But I'm saying, like, yes. Was it just one of those things that, like, it was too early? Like, they did everything right, but it was made, you know, 15 years too early.
Now, I guess,
like, I refuse to accept it just died because people... didn't like it. I think people didn't like it because they didn't see it, because
right.
Fox didn't know how to program it.
Right.
And it makes me angry that whenever, like, I start gushing over Nathan Fillion and they're just like, yeah, I love Castle. And I'm like, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Even though you do get some, at one point his character in Castle apparently dressed as Captain Mal.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Halloween episode or something like that. I didn't watch that show, but it would be like if Shatner showed up in T.J. Hooker dressed as James Kirk. Like, because Nathan Fillion has an extensive love for this show, and I think he's probably as angry, if not angrier, as any of us, that the show just didn't hit.
Well, it's maybe because we only have, 13 episodes?
I think it's 11.
Okay.
I think it's 11 episodes.
Maybe it's because we have so few, we cherish it more, and we just don't want to let go of it. Maybe it's that.
Like, I've seen every episode of Star Trek Enterprise. It had really probably a shortened 4-season run. And I would argue, and like I'm actually a fan of Star Trek Enterprise. It's not my favorite Star Trek, but I would argue that Firefly did more, and it's less than half a season it had,
mm-hmm.
and probably did it better than Enterprise did.
Probably, and Enterprise again, more people should have watched it.
We
could go on.
Putting it on UPN was probably the first mistake, right there. I mean, name me something besides, like, SmackDown that was on UPN that you loved.
Okay.
Exactly.
So,
and I'm not even assuming that you liked SmackDown. I'm talking to Jim.
Anyway, Firefly, this is your chance. If you haven't seen it a million times, it's only 11 episodes.
You can binge this puppy, like, in under a day. Mm-hmm. Like, just find a day off, like, order a couple pizzas or a bucket of chicken. Like,
bucket, because I eat my food out of buckets.
Buckets because troughs are more expensive.
And, yeah, just enjoy Firefly. It is fun. And I think it's kid-friendly, yeah. I don't remember.
It's kid-friendly in the same way that, like, PG-13.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that I would argue you probably, like, is probably too much for kids. But, like, it's nothing that you're going to, like, be just really angry. You let them see.
Right. They'll just ask you what a cortisone is anyway. And then there you go.
You just go, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a big word. So, Firefly is on Hulu, and there are many other things on Hulu like that, like little gems that aren't on Netflix. That's why they're on Hulu, and it's just little gems. So you should check that out as well. And we just love Firefly, Brown Coats Forever. So thank you so much for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.